Right now it's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup, talking with reporters around the state about the stories they're covering. First, Caledonia and the city of Racine are rolling out new electronic voter books, starting with this month's primary elections. And Racine's city operations are working to recover from a ransomware attack earlier this week. Adam Rogan is state and national politics reporter for the Racine Journal-Times. Adam, good to have you back with us.
Hi, Bob. Always good to be here.
Let's start with these electronic voter books in a couple communities there. Why are officials saying they're switching over to those?
Well, I think that the reason that they're starting to look into these is they can just be so slow for a lot of poll workers to go through those big white binders to try to find everyone's last name. With these new poll books, they can just, you know, put in the last name and confirm, yeah, you're registered, or no, you're not. And it's also faster to register. If you're going to register using the machines, you can just scan the barcode on your ID, whether it's the state-approved ID or driver's license, and it'll just autofill all that information, and there's less chance of errors of, you know, someone just typing it in.
With technology like this, people might worry about cybersecurity. What are they saying about steps being taken to protect these electronic voter rolls?
Yeah, the couple of municipal clerks I've talked to and staff around them they've all said, like, this is pretty much as safe as the paper would be, because it's not connected to the internet. The servers they use for all the information are locally stored, so all the different local computers can talk to one another, but you couldn't, like, hack in from somewhere else. You'd have to actually be localized, and of course that's as vulnerable as, for example, a piece of paper.
And to be clear, this is just the part where you check in to vote. It is not, the ballot itself doesn't happen on these voter books, right?
Correct. The ballots here are going to be filled out the exact same way, filling in the little bubbles like the ACT test. This is just for checking in and to hopefully speed up the process and also keep it just as safe as before.
Now, another electronic technology-related story in your neck of the woods. The city of Racine was the victim of a ransomware attack this week. One of their departments, we've seen some other cases like this around the state. What's happening in Racine?
So right now, the city of Racine is slowly trying to get its systems back up to normal. A couple times this week, I've mistakenly sent emails to people who work for the city and then get them immediately bounced back because their email is knocked out. The voicemail is knocked out. A lot of their, like, internal systems, the behind-the-scenes stuff, hasn't been working. And so they've been doing a lot of stuff in paper again, kind of like the joke we've had is that they've been knocked back to the 1990s. But they're expecting, like, have their payroll, for example, back on Monday. And what they have to do is basically just rebuild their systems from scratch, not as they're recoding everything, but re-uploading something. They have their payroll back up. They just got to replace the old payroll. They have their emails back up. They just got to replace it. They're just kind of going one at a time, fixing all this stuff after they make sure they cleared out the viruses that have taken over the computers.
And this is one of those attacks where the hackers shut down your system and say they'll open it back up for you if you pay them. Is there any talk about whether Racine was considering paying to get their services back?
Well, oddly enough, this had all the marks of ransomware attack. They came in, they locked everything down, but the Racine never got any contact from anybody saying, hey, we're demanding money. So at the moment, it seems like they just took it over and then maybe forgot to send the ransom. Or Mayor Corey Mason a few days ago said even if they asked, they weren't going to pay it. And so maybe they saw the news story and said, well, we'll just give up on them, and then just left them locked and let the city rebuild itself. A similar thing happened in Oshkosh as well, of they got locked out and they're not paying, and all, they just kind of got to slowly get everything back up to speed.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Glad to, Rob, anytime.
That's Adam Rogan, state and national politics reporter at the Racine Journal-Times. He talked to us about a ransomware attack, without the ransom apparently, on the city government there, and new electronic voter books being rolled out for this month's primary election. Now, a task force of students and faculty at UW-Eau Claire is making recommendations to the school following two incidents of racism from students late last year. Sarah Seifert is a reporter for the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us a brief reminder of the events last year that ultimately led to the formation of this task force of students and faculty?
Sure. In November, there were several private social media messages between a group that were posted on Twitter. Those messages referenced the Ku Klux Klan. There was a photo of a burning cross posted. It also referenced a UW-Eau Claire student group called Black Male Empowerment. And after those messages were made public, five student athletes were suspended from the UW-Eau Claire football team. In another incident in September, a Native American student found a message that said, "Go back to the res," and a racial racial slur written on her dorm room door. University leaders condemned the incidents. The dean of students finished an investigation in December, and several students involved in the social media messages have received disciplinary sanctions.
And now what is coming out of this task force reviewing these issues, but as I understand, looking forward too?
Sure. The task force's first and primary recommendation is what they're calling a restorative justice program. And what that might look like is any UW-Eau Claire student who is involved in misconduct might get an opportunity to take responsibility and help mend damage to the campus or to any other students or faculty or staff that were impacted. And that restorative justice is a part of what is being considered for the students who were sanctioned for these racist social media messages. That's something that the university has said on Wednesday.
And there, so this restorative justice might be in the works. No official word from UW-Eau Claire on what punishments the students might or might not get?
Correct. The university has said that these students have been sanctioned. It has not said what those sanctions are, and they have not identified the students who were sanctioned either. They said they can't release that information under FERPA, the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act.
And have we heard anything from the task force or the university, for that matter, on, I guess, climate in the future for diverse students there?
Sure. The task force has said they have some other recommendations. They said restorative justice is partly what's being considered for these students, but they haven't definitively said that they plan to develop it as a program or if they're going to use all these recommendations. The university has plans for all new freshmen to go through diversity training starting this fall. That's another one of the task force's recommendations, is to fully implement that additional diversity training. They're also urging the university to update how students can report what they're calling bias or hate incidents. The university does have a system for students to report when something like this happens, but the task force has said that many students are poorly informed about the system. Students who might, you know, maybe submit a report will get an initial response, but they aren't guaranteed follow-up communication from the university. And so the task force kind of wants to close that communication gap.
Sarah, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Sarah Seifert is a reporter for the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram. She talked to us about recommendations from a task force of UW-Eau Claire students and faculty after two racist incidents on campus late last year. Now, the Milwaukee County Board voted yesterday 14-3 to double its spending on voter registration and education ahead of the November elections. Corrine Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Corey, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the Milwaukee County Board voted yesterday, as you report, to double its spending on voter registration efforts. What were the reasons they gave to make this investment?
They're doing this because of the possible voter purge that's going to happen in the state. Right now, this has been tabled, but they want to get in front of this so that they can provide education and voter registration for people who aren't registered.
And what kind of efforts are we talking about here?
Well, Milwaukee County wants to do an advertising campaign. They did this in 2017. What they're hoping to do is put messages on county buses, bus stops, do ads in newspapers and on radio.
And three of the supervisors on the board voted against the spending increase. I understand. What were some of the objections they raised?
They did. Well, one of the objectives was the cost. Milwaukee County was going to spend $50,000 on this. Now they're spending $100,000. An extra $50,000 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but Milwaukee County is cash strapped. So the supervisors brought that up. Another thing was the three who objected, they don't believe that the voter purge is out to get anyone specifically. The supervisors who were supportive said that this is targeted at people of color. The other supervisors, they said that that's not the case, that this is just being done to help out county clerks.
Now, this is all happening, of course, in 2020 with a big presidential election, congressional elections and more. Did people reference kind of the importance of this year's elections in particular in arguing for or against this spending?
Oh, they sure did. They talked about the importance of Milwaukee in this election. You know, Wisconsin overall is going to be an important state with the presidential election. And the people who supported this talked about Milwaukee's votes counting. Milwaukee is predominantly black, and they said that they want to make sure that the black vote gets out, and they wanted to make sure that every vote counts.
All right, Corey, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date on that.
Thanks for having me.
Corinne Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. She talked to us about a vote by the county board there to double spending on voter registration efforts ahead of the next election. She finished out our Wisconsin News Roundup.